some of the early Quakers' most inspiring testimonies, the following are links to some of the best extracts and text of some of the site's kingdom-dwelling Quakers' testimonies. Footnote 5 to John 17:24. A snippet of George Fox's incredible journey to the kingdom taken from chapter 1. 1640-1648 early years and translation of his journal. Once you read the extract in the footnote, you will want to read the entire first chapter of the Journal of George Fox. William Dewsbury's testimony of being freed from sin to enter the kingdom taken from chapter 3 of his memoir. Footnote 1 to John 10:10. A snippet of Isaac Pennington's great testimony in what it is like to live the superior life of God, which is taken from the beginning of his memoir. Isaac Pennington's description of sitting down in Christ at rest in the heavens is to sit down fire. Footnote to 2 Cor 4:6, an extract of Francis Haugill's wonderful writing of what occurs for the righteous at the Lord's coming appearance from the second web page of his memoir. On the same page of his memoir, he also describes what occurs for the wicked at their death and his coming then to them. In this footnote, George Fox also has an extract from his writing, The Light Explained, describing the converted versus unconverted state. William Dewsbury also has two exceptional testimonies, one, the born-again sermon and testimony from among his outstanding letters, and which is repeated in the webpage to be born again, you must first die to self, and two, an extract from a letter, which is an encouraging call to seek to the Lord within. James Parnell, a minister at 16 and the first Quaker of approximately 1,000 who died in prison, writes in his memoir of being translated into the kingdom. Writes in his memoir from his prison to other kingdom-dwelling London Quakers. In his journal George, Whitehead writes of his completion of the spiritual journey to freedom from sin and the kingdom. In the biography of William Penn, he has written of the destruction of the man of sin within himself by the cross, the resurrection of Jesus within himself, and his justification unto life. According to George Fox, this the born-again experience of the Lord being born in you, and therefore the second step of perfection, being translated into the kingdom, to sit together with Christ in heaven with protection from ever sinning again. Stephen Crisp has a wonderful, detailed record of his journey in his journal, beginning in his early childhood. The beginning of Edward Burruff's memoir has an excellent testimony to arriving at the everlasting union and fellowship. Francis Haugill left us an account of his religious journey, found in the beginning of his memoir, testifying to his entry into the true rest, doing the will of God. John Burneyeat has a wonderful, detailed, descriptive, scriptural account of his journey, which is encouraging, inspiring, and instructive to what everyone must go through to arrive at the kingdom. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.